Today on Pilgrim Radio's His People, Andy Bunn on Child Evangelism Fellowship's ministry to children of active military parents.
Children of military families, as do their moms and dads, face uncertainty. And that uncertainty is inherent to service in that there is constant moving around every 2 to 3 years. And so the children, who are quite resilient and learn to deal with this over time, they have to move to a new place, make new friends, get to know the area. That by itself is difficult. However, I was deployed one time, but even since the 90s, post 9/11 and the last 20 years or so, whereas a child's mom or dad may be with them on a Monday, on Tuesday, they could be anywhere in the world deployed.
Andy Bunn next. As we honor our veterans on this Veterans Day, coming up we'll find out about an organization which serves children of military parents. Spencer Dahlke is with Andy Bunn of Child Evangelism Fellowship's Military Children's Ministry.
I understand you've had some military experience yourself. Is that true? And if so, can you share about how that experience led you to here?
Gladly. I was blessed to serve our country in the 80s and 90s. In the Army, and I was in from 86 to 96, was called to ministry, and so left the Army and went to seminary and have been serving in nonprofit evangelical ministries now for about 20, 25 years.
So what brought you to Child Evangelism Fellowship?
Well, I had always wanted to combine my military service to my country with service to my Lord and Savior, and tried to be a chaplain while I was still in the active service and couldn't do that. And then when I got out, I tried on several other occasions to be a reserve chaplain. And the Lord just did not open that door. And it was kind of a private prayer of mine that that would happen. And I finally, after the third time, said, okay, Lord, I'll just be open to wherever you want me to be, doing what you want me to do. And I kind of set that aside only to learn about this opportunity back in 2021. The director of military children's ministry with CEF, which extends sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to military bases. And so came on board in November of that year, have been serving almost 4 years. And who would have thought that after all these years, the Lord would combine my military service to my country with service to Him in a capacity that reaches little children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is a wonderful blessing, and I have enjoyed every moment of it.
Can you tell us about this ministry and how they came to start ministering to the children of military members?
Child Evangelism Fellowship has been active in serving children throughout the world since 1937. And we focus on one mission, and that is indeed evangelizing children. Over the decades, we would have local directors, state directors who might have a military base in their chapter areas in the United States and just had a desire to serve the base and the children and families there. And they would have clubs to do that. But we didn't have an official intentionality of CEF that actually called itself Military Children's Ministry. But then in 2006, a chaplain from a very well-known base heard one of our directors out in Washington State talking about what we do with CEF and children. And the chaplain went up to the lady and goes, I want what you are doing on my base, and I want you there today. Literally, that's the way the story got told, and this was in 2006. This lady, Georgine Bandera, had no military experience, had never been affiliated with the military in any way, but she knew she was called to carry the gospel to children of military families. And so, having been widowed a few years prior, she purchased an RV and drove the RV to that base in Texas and spent about 2 to 3 years developing Child Evangelism Fellowship ministry to children on that base. And she became what I understand, and I'm still researching the history, what was known then as the first intentional Military Children's Ministry missionary. And hence, Military Children's Ministry was born then in 2006. And then she proceeded to go to a few other bases, sharing the gospel with children. From 2006 to now, we have been on several bases throughout the country. And as of right now, this moment, the Lord has opened the gates such that we have served this year in 25 on 34 bases across the United States of America.
Can you tell us about some of the biggest challenges that military children face?
The main thing, and to sum it up in one word, is children of military families, as do their moms and dads, face uncertainty. And that uncertainty is inherent to service in that there is constant moving around every 2 to 3 years. And so the children, who are quite resilient and learn to deal with this over time, they have to move to a new place, make new friends, get to know the area. That by itself is difficult. However, I was deployed one time, but even since the 90s, post 9/11 and the last 20 years or so, whereas a child's mom or dad may be with them on a Monday, on Tuesday, they could be anywhere in the world deployed. And all of a sudden, mom and dad aren't there. And if it's a dual family with both mom and dad serving, both could be gone. And so families have to come up with plans of how their children will be taken care of. And so that uncertainty in a child's life is heightened that much more. They face that. Although things may ebb and flow with the volatility throughout the world, the uncertainty the children have is an everyday thing in their lives.
And I imagine that would be very distressing, too. Does that, like, impact their development at all?
I can't speak to that. I've known children on what we would, in former military folks, call the economy, but children that are also with military families. And so I can't speak to that directly. I do know that what we do with Child Evangelism Fellowship is we want to go into military bases and provide a stability, an anchor. Volunteers who come in and just love them, that they can count on week in and week out to share the gospel with them, to be there for them, such that if there is any hindrance to their making friends, development in any way, be it educational, spiritual, we want to be there for them, to help them through whatever they may need, and specifically ensuring that they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and have the opportunity to respond to that message.
So what does that look like practically? What sort of programs do you offer to these kids, and how do you reach them?
Well, we have right now three distinct different types of clubs, as we call them, and they're primarily after school, and Child Evangelism Fellowship does these clubs throughout the world, and we do the same thing on military bases. And so our first type is called the Good News Club. And that is the club that traditionally meets after school. And on the economy, outside the gate, it usually isn't a school. But on a military base, that Good News Club primarily might mean the rec center, the chapel, and in different places, and not so much in the schools that are on base per se. And in that Good News Club, it's about an hour to an hour and a half of time where we share a Bible message. We teach them a Bible verse. We sing songs. We have snacks because all of us like snacks. I like snacks. Play games and just have a good time together with the children, ensuring that each time we meet, this is week in and week out for this Good News Club, that the gospel is shared and they have an opportunity to respond. We also have what we call a party club. Because once again, everybody likes parties. That is a one-time event that we tie into holidays such as Christmas, Easter. We may have an Independence Day, Valentine's Day, a back-to-school club, something of an event. The same type of message is shared. It's an hour to an hour and a half, one time with a party. The gospel is shared. They're given the opportunity to respond. This one, depending on the holiday, there may be prizes and gifts and different things that they have the opportunity to get that's tied to that. But ultimately, the gospel is shared at that as well. And then the final thing is similar to Vacation Bible School. It is in the summer, and we call it our five-day club. And what we do is we disciple kids that have more than likely gone through a Good News Club as elementary school children, but now they're teenagers. We train teenagers to lead the five-day club of elementary school children. The five-day club is, as it says, a five-day event. Sometimes we modify to 4 days or 3 days, however it can work out. And just like a vacation Bible school, the kids come day in and day out for a week. But each day, the gospel is shared with those as well.
So you bring those clubs to the military bases, is
absolutely,
I'm understanding
yes.
correctly. Okay. How do they help prepare kids for that uncertainty? Like, I imagine there's a lot of moving that goes around.
Well, first of all, my role is I'm a liaison, connector, in that if we have local directors throughout the United States that have a military base in their chapter and they desire to be on that base, they contact me, and then I try to link them up with the chaplain team on the base such that the chaplain, that team, and our local director and his or her team can come together as partners working together to serve the children on the base. The partnership consists of, we just want access to the base. We want a place we can meet. And then we also would like, most places have visitor centers and you have to get a day pass to get on if you don't have a military ID. And so we also try to get some type of access that will allow us to go and come for 3 to 6 months if possible for like a Good News Club. And then once that is taken care of, we treat the club just like we do with a regular club. Our local director and the team does all the recruiting of volunteers. They put together the snacks, the curriculum. We don't expect any of that to be done from the military side. The only thing is then we provide promotional materials, which the chaplain will actually use on their Facebook pages or different type of venues to promote it. And then whatever it is, we start with that club. And what we have found, if we start with a five-day Good News Club or even a party club, that once we have that first meeting with children, that it becomes infectious. The chaplains see it, the children, the parents see it, and they want to come back again, or they want to know when the next time we're going to meet is. Just with that, we provide that stability to start off with and let them know we're going to be there for as long as we can to serve them and provide this type of care, instruction, and of course, the gospel of Jesus Christ to them as often as we can.
Can you share a story with us about
Absolutely.
How these impact children's lives?
The stories that go with this military children's ministry typically are God opening the gates, just getting the gates opened such that we can do and serve given the traditional military restrictions that you have. But having gone through COVID and now we've had even more going on with the total volatility in the world, plus the different opportunities that are happening right here in the U.S. And so most of the stories tie to God's amazing work, just throwing open the gates of a base. Every now and then, I do get a salvation story, and I have kept a thank you note handwritten by two little girls for almost 3 years from Fort Belvoir, Virginia. What's so amazing is that team there, one of the volunteers was a retired Lieutenant Colonel Marine, and when I met him, he looked the part. So I just asked in our meeting if they had some type of story they could share. And he gave me this handwritten thank you note. It says, thank you. And then it has a heart with an arrow through it on the outside. And then it has the two little girls, they're twins, who wrote it, their names. Then you open the thank you note up, and true to having been written by two little girls, it's upside down, so you have to flip it over. And so it says, thank you for teaching us all about the Bible. I love when we get to learn something new. Now we are believers. It is amazing hearing two little girls not only talk about it, but write about being believers. On that same page, there's a picture of a cross. Then you go over to the next page, and there's a Bible and what looks to be the pews of a church with a little girl at the front of the church at the altar. Then you turn over to the back page, where once again it says thank you, and there's a smiley face. I carry this thank you note with me wherever I go. I share it when I can. And at the end of sharing the story, encourage everyone, because it's so encouraging to me that we as adults at Child Evangelism Fellowship get the wonderful opportunity to be a part of God's work of putting smiley faces on children.
Well, my guest today is Andy Bunn. He's the director of Child Evangelism Fellowship's Military Children's Ministry. How does your ministry provide resources or, you know, training for parents, volunteers, local churches to help
well,
support
these
kids?
Well, that training and education in what we do has been a foundational staple of Child Evangelism Fellowship since the founder founded it back in 1937. And so what we do as a norm is all your local chapters, when they have volunteers, will usually set up a 4 to 6 hour training for their volunteers that typically is maybe a couple hours on Friday night and then will flow over to Saturday morning to train them on specifically how we go about using our curriculum and then sharing it with the children. Of course, with an intentional focus on sharing the gospel of Jesus. We use that same approach with the families, the adults, the volunteers for our military children's ministry clubs, except the makeup of our volunteers is a little different. And what we try to do, most of the time, our regular volunteers are from churches, they're civilians, and they desire to reach children with the gospel. On the military base, I encourage our local directors, state directors who are involved with us serving, to have a combination of three different types of volunteers. One is our traditional folks that would live outside the gate that are civilians. They may be retirees, and train them, ready them to serve. But then also, as I mentioned, military retirees, reservist that may be also outside the gate and come on occasionally that just want to serve in some capacity. And then also for familiarity for the children to possibly go through the chapel, the chaplain team, to have an active duty parent of some type to be a part of the team. Because what that does is the active duty person is going to move after 2 or 3 years, so you don't have that consistency, but the familiarity is there. And when they leave, you still have your retirees, your traditional folks who are coming in and out on a regular basis to continue the club such that it will not only be there on day one, but it'll be there for months and years to come.
I don't know if there are any military bases in Nevada or Wyoming or Montana, but for those of our listeners maybe who are intrigued, how could they volunteer or support?
Okay. Well, actually, there are bases in all three of those states. We are serving on Francis E. Warren Air Force Base in Wyoming and praying about opportunities in Montana and Nevada. And so if any of your listeners would be interested in serving Child Evangelism Fellowship in general or specifically the military bases, all they would need to do is go online to CEF of their state, and there's a website that would have a contact for the state director and more than likely how the breakdown is within the state of the local chapters and how to get in touch with them as to how to serve, and specifically if we're serving the military bases. They can also contact me at andy.bunn@cefonline.com. And I will get an email and I'll respond and I can help them find where they can serve. They can also go to our CEF website, cefonline.com, and then they can go to the Military Children's Ministry webpage, which is cefonline.com/ministries/MCM. And there's an interactive map I'm not good at technology myself, but there's some folks who are really good who put this together. There's dots on the map with a legend. They click on the dot. It will tell them the base that is in their state and whether we're serving there or not. It's either an opportunity, meaning we're not serving there yet. A seed has been planted, meaning that we have had a meeting on the base and we just haven't started ministry. Or the other dot is we're serving and we're, the Lord has opened the gates, such as I said earlier, we're serving on 34 in the United States right now.
How do current events shape how you guys reach some of these children? I mean, it seems like global events are cooling down a little bit, which is hopeful, but yeah, how are things changing and adapting?
Well, actually for us, everyone, and especially little children, need Jesus. So regardless of what's going on globally, what's going on domestically, militarily especially, our total calling, everything about anyone in Child Evangelism Fellowship is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, we understand that it may be more difficult given what's going on to do that, but praying about how the Lord is going to lead us to carry that out, we stay fervent in that, and then we know He's going to open whatever gates, whatever doors is needed, and we just have to stay true to that. So mainly what's going on around, we don't allow it to affect us that much because we do our best to hold truth in the mission of sharing the gospel with little children.
I don't know if there's much relevance to this particular question, but I'm curious what you guys' plans are for expanding or new programs or what do you got cooking?
Well, actually, that is outside of my expertise and purview, but mainly in a general way is that we always have both an international and national strategic plan for reaching as many children as possible and being in every country possible that we can to do that, especially in the United States. And right now, the vision of our current president, Jeremiah Cho, is to reach 100 million children in the world a year by 2031. And that is a wonderful vision that the Lord accomplished, but it would extend the current average annually of how many children we meet by quite a bit. But we're all excited about the opportunity to do it. We're all excited to see what God is going to do, given that vision and being a part of it. He is already increasing greatly the reach of His gospel to children through this.
Is there anything about this ministry that you wanted to share, maybe how it's affected you or things like this that I haven't asked about?
I guess I can sum it up that the Lord has carried me on a wonderful journey. I've been with four different evangelical ministries in my 25 years of vocational ministry, all with different missions. And the Lord has provided and equipped me such that I could serve in those capacities. Child Evangelism Fellowship has not given me a renewed strength or anything, but has encouraged me greatly over the last 4 years in that I have come in all this time to recognize the overall importance of sharing the gospel at every opportunity. And having the opportunity to do it with little children and seeing their literal smiley faces and how excited they are when they hear about Jesus. And it is invigorating. I would tell folks, if you're looking to serve outside of church, and I always encourage folks to serve within your church first, but if you're looking to do something exciting that is more than likely close by you because we're in every state or throughout the world, then please contact your local Child Evangelism Fellowship director and ask them how you can serve, because I promise you, you will see rewards and fruit for your labor, because smiling faces on children and knowing that they've heard the gospel, it is just an encouraging, encouraging thing.
You've been listening to His People on Pilgrim Radio. Many thanks to our guest, Andy Bunn of Child Evangelism Fellowship's Military Children's Ministry. Go to cefonline.org. Coming up on tomorrow's program, it's Dean Sykes on bringing hope to a generation struggling with identity, purpose, and the weight of mental health.
On the outside, I was terribly confident to the point of arrogant. I was the president of the Pep Club, editor of the newspaper, stage managed all the productions, heavily involved, dating lots of girls. Just, I mean, to look at it, it looked like my life was perfect. Everything was great. On the inside, every day I woke up going, I got to get through today somehow.
That's tomorrow at the same time, right here on His People.